Right, let's think about this. Current motivational theory explains that if-then rewards are good for motivating people doing basic routine jobs, jobs that are the same over and over again. If-then rewards being, of course, if you can do this, then I will give you that. So typically, those are the kind of rewards that most organizations and corporations use, you know, bonuses and those kinds of things. By contrast, now that rewards are safer for motivating people who are doing non-routine jobs that require them to do their own thinking, non-routine jobs that are potentially different each time. Now that rewards, of course, are rewards that you don't know are coming. They're rewards that you're given to your surprise after the event. They're not tied up front to your sense of achievement. Latest thinking suggests that if-then rewards, if you do this, then I will give you that, discourage creativity, encourage cheating, discourage active thinking about how I should be doing this best, and encourage going down the usual route to complete something. Now that rewards don't do any of that. Just have a look at how you're trying to motivate members of your team. Are you generally offering if-then rewards where what they do is tied to some kind of payoff up front? Maybe you should be moving more to now that rewards. With now that rewards, of course, the motivation is all within the person themselves because they're not simply doing this to try and get something.